Hare Krishna. God is not the rationale for gaps in our knowledge. He is the rationale for our knowledge. Sometimes atheists criticize theism by using the God of the gaps argument. That means they say that whatever science doesn't know right now, believers say that God is required for that. So they say that therefore we need God to explain this and this and this. And they argue that when scientific knowledge will advance and we will explain more and more of these things, then the gaps in our knowledge will be filled and then God will no longer be needed. And so this is called as the God of the gaps argument. However, such an argument completely misunderstands the nature of God and His role in this world. God is not the rationale for the gaps in our knowledge. God is the rationale for our knowledge. What does it mean? That means science operates on several assumptions. For example, one assumption is that the outer world operates according to certain laws. Another assumption is that by observing and studying the outer world, we can understand the laws according to which it is working. This means further that our minds, that we have the intelligence, our mind has the resources by which we can understand the outer world. Now, if we look deeply, if we take the atheistic worldview to its roots, everything has just come from a primordial explosion. So we are, as the atheists try to say, we are stardust come alive. So if the outer natural world is just stardust moving around, then why should it have any order? And more importantly, if our brains are just stardust moving around, then why should certain patterns of stardust in our brain equate to the mode of functioning in the outer world? So for example, F is equal to gm1 m2 upon r square. This is Newton's law of gravity. Now, mathematics itself is just a conception in our mind. And so it's F is equal to gm1 m2 upon r square. This equation is also what? It is just certain patterns of electrochemical signals in our brain cells. So why should the pattern of electrochemical signals in our brain cell correlate with the behavior of things in the outer world? There is no reason at all. Because the both of them are just results, according to atheistic worldview, of the chance arrangement of things. They may say that all this has happened by natural laws, but where did those natural laws come from? Atheism has no explanation except to say that those natural laws have just come by chance. So why should we have the capacity to know nature? So God is the rationale for that. It is God who has arranged the outer world, and it is God who has arranged our inner mind. And it is God who has arranged for our inner mind to understand the outer world. So our capacity for knowledge itself comes from God. Without understanding God as the organizer of our mind and our world, there will be no capacity for any knowledge at all. In the Bhagavad Gita, in 15.12.13.14, Krishna describes how He sustains the natural order that sustains this world. And in 15.15, He describes that He is the source of knowledge. Sarvasya chaham hridisan nivishto matah smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedantakrit vedavideva chaham. So He says that I am the giver of knowledge. I am present in the hearts of everyone and I give knowledge. So Newton would famously say that whenever he would make any scientific discovery, he would say that, O God, I think thy thoughts after thee. So scientific knowledge about the natural world is actually a gift of God. It is a spiritual insight into the way God works in this world. And therefore, God is not needed for explaining the gaps in our knowledge. God is needed for explaining our knowledge itself, for explaining our capacity for knowing. So science will never make God unnecessary by explaining everything. In fact, the more science explains things, the more God becomes necessary for explaining science's capacity for explaining things. Thank you. Hare Krishna.